Yes, lately there has been, with the high tides, there's been quite a number of issues just in relation to our road network and also around our piers and harbours, which has caused quite a lot of difficulty for the road users and obviously the harbour users. But in relation to Ranamonu, Heath and Ranafarsta, and the actual Jacarat, when the tide comes in fully, it actually cuts off that whole community. Granted, a small community, but yet there are people living there, a good number of houses, and the concerns that we have, Heath and Ranamonu, is the fact that if there ever was an emergency where ambulance or fire brigade had to reach any of the homes, and hopefully that will never be the case, that wouldn't be possible because they're cut off completely. Now, I've been talking to Corley Cumbay Gwynnal in relation to this here and what we have to do. This isn't just a new phenomenon for us. This has been an ongoing issue for many, many years. And we as a council have an obligation to make sure that people have a safe, easy access to and from their homes. What we need to do now is, and what I'm hoping the Corley Cumbay Gwynnal is doing, is writing to the government and asking for that emergency funding that we need in relation to Ranamonu, like we did when we fought to get the emergency or to get the flood relief money for Anagra, Cashanor, which was really, really important for us because that was an area that was flooding on a regular enough basis and it was cutting off parts of Anagra, Sherkaji, Mawatu, even though that there's still a wee bit of an issue still there, but it had helped quite a huge amount, the monies we got that time. But in peace, in Ranamonu, that we get this funding for in the interest of our community. In relation to the high tides, and yes, how it affects other piers and harbours as well, we have a case there in Roshan, which we've done fantastic work in relation to upgrading that pier. But unfortunately, when there's high tides, that pier and sections of that road gets cut off as well. And it's something that myself and the marine engineer will be looking at in the next week or two to see if, and I say if, there is anything we can do. At the end of the day, unfortunately, as an underfunded council here in Cumbay Gwynnal, we are heavily dependent on the Free State Government to give us that proper funding. And unfortunately, what we've seen over concessive governments run by Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, we don't always get the funding that our community deserves.